Alfredo Corchado is conflicted about Mexico. Although he was born there, he's an American citizen, one who returned to his homeland in 1994 as a reporter and later bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News. In the ensuing years, he's covered Mexico's national politics and the bloody rise of the fearsome drug cartels, two threads of recent history he blends with his own personal story in the newly published memoir, Midnight in Mexico, a reporter's journey through a country's descent into darkness.
I've been there for 20 years. I've had a front row seat to probably the most tumultuous time in Mexico since the revolution. Also being born in Durango, raised in California, and later in Texas, I had a perspective that I could offer to readers. But I think personally, it was my way of trying to answer my questions about Mexico. You know, what went wrong in Mexico? And why did I feel betrayed?
Easy answers are hard to come by. But Corchado notes that when Mexico's long-established authoritarian leadership was abruptly supplanted by pro-democratic President Vicente Fox in 2000, the law of unintended consequences kicked in hard.
During the 2000 election, when the opposition party came in, that created this huge power vacuum where the power went from the central Mexico City into the states, and that led to a lot of instability in regions in the country. I think it also exposed us to just how weak Mexico's rule of law was. Democracy is messy, and Mexicans found that in the worst possible way.
But the biggest failing of the Fox presidency, he adds, was a lack of accountability. And that didn't improve when Felipe Calderon, another member of the Reformist Party, became president in 2006.
It takes a civil society to hold government accountable, and that didn't happen. And we saw the results so far. In the last 6-7 years, 100,000 people kill or disappear during the Calderon administration because of the drug war, because we were exposed to all these weak institutions across Mexico.
During this time, Corchado was threatened several times by lethal, shadowy figures, retreating back to Texas for intervals before resuming his reporting. More recently, he says, a combination of stepped-up enforcement and criminal infighting has shattered the hegemony of the big cartels.
When I started covering this, it was mostly three main powerful cartels. Now there's a report that there are more than 70, which suggests that these criminal organizations have weakened, but they're still, I think, the biggest threat to Mexican security.
Now Mexico has another new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, from the Old Line Party, and Corchado sees his homeland again perched at a pivot point.
It's interesting to see what happens in the next 6 years. Will society hold this government accountable, try to be a different society, or go back to the old ways, much more of a paternalistic system, or will they continue on this road to democracy?
But he's hoping the dawn, implicit in his book's title, may at last be on the horizon.
When you try to find a sense of hope in Mexico, you look no further than my own profession, journalism. Yes, there are regions where journalists have been forced to self-censor, or people have been threatened, people have been killed. But in other large cities, you see a much more active journalism society where people are now holding government accountable. They're questioning their government.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.